These are anxious times for Canadian cattle ranchers. The U.S. ban announced yesterday on all beef imports from Canada was followed today by similar bans by Japan, Australia, South Korea, New Zealand, and Mexico, all of which is potentially bad news for Myron Pierman, who raises calves in Rimby, Alberta, between Calgary and Edmonton. Pierman said he first heard about the case of mad cow disease yesterday around lunchtime.
There was initial kind of a shock because this is something that, you know, we can handle storms and we can have them handle bugs, but this is something that just, you know, come right out of the blue.
What's your greatest fear at this point? Would it be a widespread quarantine?
No. Our greatest fear would be as if there was more cases, and then the border was shut down and there'd be a long-term ban of our beef, because 80% of the beef in Alberta is exported. Alberta beef is known all over. So it's the long-term effect. If they find more cases and if they shut the border down, our cattle market will suffer dramatically.
Are you seeing any effects yet? This has only been a day, I know, but I wonder if this, even in the short term, has an effect on how you do business.
Yeah, well, there's not to us directly because we're not an exporter or anything like that. We're simply a cow-calf producer. We raise the calves on the ground, and so our marketing strategies don't come into place until September. But what happened yesterday and at the various auction markets around our local area, we had a 20-cent drop in the price of calves. We had a 15-cent drop in the price of the slaughter cows. So we've seen a short-term dip, and you know, everybody's kind of just on hold right now. There's nothing we can do, so we can't panic. We got to just stay the course and, you know, keep the chin up and business as usual. And so, yeah.
You sound a little worried still.
Well, I'm worried, but we've weathered a lot of storms, you know. We've had five punches here in the last year and a half. We had a drought that was the worst we've ever had in 135 years in this part of our province. And then feed prices have never been this high. It was just like it took all the profits of the calf to feed the cow. So that was a downturn last winter. And then we've had a very, very difficult spring up in our neck of the woods in terms of the getting the calves on the ground, the calving process. We've had snow and wet and storms, and then you know, our dollar, I don't know if you know about that, but the lower dollar, Canadian dollar, then it helps our export, makes our product cheaper for the exporters to buy, particularly to the U.S., and, you know, it's taken a 10-cent hike in the last month or so, and then, of course, this would be the fifth thing. So it's kind of like a boxer in the ring, you know, you get a left jab and a right jab, and if indeed this, and I say if indeed this is serious, this would be the TKO for a lot of farmers.
With those setbacks that you've described over the last year or so of things that have affected your industry, I imagine when you heard the news yesterday about this case of mad cow, it must have taken the wind right out of you.
Oh yeah, it was just a total shock. You know, it was just unbelievable. But we didn't panic, and we're not panicking today. And it's business as usual. The boys all came to work, and my brother, we've been out checking, and we're going home tonight to have a hamburger and fry up some burgers, and my family and my kids will all eat it, and we may go to town tomorrow and buy some cows. We're not going to run and hide. We're going to keep our chin up, and the cattle producer in Alberta, he's a tough customer, and he's been through adversity, and this is just a little kind of, how do you say, glitch along the road, but it's a major glitch if it comes to the proportions that it possibly could, eh?
Sure. Myron Pierman, thanks very much for talking with us, and good luck.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, and my pleasure.
Myron Pierman owns Monta Vista Farms with his brother Carrie in Rimby, Alberta.